Chapter 2. Establish the work in many places. True missionary workers will not colonize. God's people are to be pilgrims and strangers on the earth. The investments of large sums of money in the building up of the work in one place is not in the order of God. Plants are to be made in many places. Schools and sanitariums are to be established in places where there is now nothing to represent the truth. These interests are not to be established for the purpose of making money, but for the purpose of spreading the truth. Land should be secured at a distance from the cities, where schools can be built up in which the youth can be given an education in agricultural and mechanical lines. The principles of present truth are to become more widespread. There are those who are reasoning from a wrong point of view. Because it is more convenient to have the work centered in one place, they are in favor of crowding everything together in one locality. Great evil is the result. Places that should be helped are left destitute. What can I say to our people that will lead them to follow the course that will be for their present and future good? Will not those in Battle Creek heed the light given them by God? Will they not deny self, lift the cross, and follow Jesus? Will they not obey the call of their leader to leave Battle Creek and build up interests in other places? Will they not go to the dark places of the earth to tell the story of the love of Christ, trusting in God to give them success? It is not God's plan for our people to crowd into Battle Creek. God says, "Go work today in my vineyard. Get away from the places where you are not needed. Plant the standard of truth in towns and cities that have not heard the message. Prepare the way for my coming. Those in the highways and hedges are to hear the call. God will make the wilderness a sacred place as his people, filled with the missionary spirit, go forth to make centers for his work, to establish sanitariums where the sick and afflicted can be cared for, and schools where the youth can be educated in right lines. If our people had the spirit of the message, they would reveal it by being laborers together with God. How many understand what it means to work together with God? We cannot see God as Christ desires us to see him until we labor with much greater self-sacrifice. Let us take up the work lying nearest us, and day by day labor earnestly, zealously, perseveringly, with full faith in God. Oh, that our people in Michigan would see the work to be done and take hold of it with earnestness and determination. Unreserved consecration always leads to humility, to kindness, to forbearance and patience, to prayer for wisdom from above. The divine resources are at the command of those who believe. Angels are sent to minister to us, that our minds and hearts may be uplifted to heaven. God gives to us that we may give to others. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew 10, verse 8. There is a great work to be done. All around us are souls perishing in sin. Are we doing what we can to save them? The commission given to the disciples is given to us. And to us also is promised the power promised to them, the power that they received on the day of Pentecost, when like a rushing, mighty wind, the Holy Spirit came down and filled the room in which they were sitting. Under the influence of this power, they went everywhere preaching the word, and thousands were converted. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1889. Let all engage in missionary effort from pure, unselfish motives, cooperating with one another and with God, working not because of personal ambition or for the praise of men, but because they long to act a part with Christ in the work of saving perishing souls. In Christ's service, everything depends upon the motives prompting believers to action. Those who labor for the love of souls will advance his work in our world.